EGAD's Council of Ministers are expected to attend an extraordinary meeting in Juba next week to discuss peace and security, national disasters and humanitarian issues. South Sudan's Acting Minister for Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Deng Dao Deng, says the meeting will discuss important issues in the EGAD's region.
South Sudan is hosting this meeting because it is member state that hosts such kind of meeting, depending on the agreed timetable and agreed meeting. And so the meeting will be held on Tuesday, and it's a clear issue that will discuss two main items, the regional peace and security in the Iga region, and then the natural disasters and humanitarian issues.
SPLM-IO's Director of Information, Pok Both Baluang, says his party had earlier written to EGAD calling for intervention after President Salva Kiir fired the Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs, Angelina Teng, who is from the SPLM-IO. He says the EGAD Council of Ministers meeting should consider looking into what he calls violations of the 2018 peace agreement.
We wish the meeting also will call upon President Salva to call off the recent violations, namely the remove of the Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs, Honorable Angelina Teng, and the swap of the Ministry of Defense and Veteran Affairs with the Ministry of Interior. These violations, these are of a grave violations of the agreement, and also they are a unilateral decision by President Salva Kiir, and there was no consensus concerning these decisions as is stipulated in the agreement.
But Acting Foreign Affairs Minister Deng says upcoming EGAD Council of Ministers meeting will focus on regional issues. Deng says the dispute between President Kiir and SPLM-IO can be resolved by the two parties.
We cannot discuss the situation now in the member state, whatever the situation, are considered as internal issues, that there are mechanisms member state country to resolve them. We are aware that our president and the first vice president are discussing these matters amicably, and they have found some of the solution, among which is the revocation of the removal of the speaker of general state, which was an issue also. And the remaining part is something that they are working on. We believe that they will resolve it very soon.
But Baluang says the implementation of South Sudan's 2018 revitalized peace agreement is facing challenges.
There's a need for the parties, precisely the SPLM-IG, to show political will and commitment to implement the peace agreement as the country moving forward to implement the peace agreement. Because it is the only way that we can attain stability in our beloved South Sudan. Lastly, we would like to reiterate our full commitment to the implementation of the peace agreement.
Baluang says he hopes EGAD will continue supporting the parties to the 2018 peace deal and address any violations by the signatories. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.